why I got kicked off. I'll try this again. Why do they do that? It's a way for them. You know, imagine if you're behind enemy lines and you don't want to draw a lot of attention to yourself, but you want to get a point across. It's a way for them to maybe appear more powerful, more omnipresent than they actually are. It's a way for them to kind of instill fear. It's like a fear factor, because you're left wondering, you know, is it really them? Is it not them? Where are they? Who are they? Am I next? Are they going to try to kill me today? Will they try to kill me a year and a half from now? And it's a way for them to find out what our intelligence is. Did they notice us? What did they say about us? You know, what did Dr. Robertson say about us? What did Heather say about us? Did they see us? You know, so they get quite a lot out of it. You know, maybe they do put in a lot of planning, you know, but you know, for them it's worth it. It's a way for them to kind of make a name for themselves. It's a way for them to kind of boast and brag and look at how sophisticated and complicated we are. You know, look at our little war trophy. You know, so for them, it's a very powerful technique, you know, that can really benefit them. And you can't track it, you can't trace it, you can't prove it. You know, like Rick said, they're the mysterious people, they're the other people. And so it really can have a real, you know, a fear factor to it, and that's probably what they want. That's probably what they're, one of the many things that they're looking for, to, you know, disable you, to belittle you, to make you feel small. Yeah, I mean, for one incident, you know, they could potentially, you know, benefit from it in multiple ways.